following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, everybody. Be quiet, dog. Oh, you know if there's a microphone on, there's a dog barking. Or whatever that sound Cosby makes. You guys, I have a dog who sounds like Chewbacca. Okay, now he's not going to make the noise. But trust me, Cosby sounds like a Wookiee. And he's a very senior dog now, so he makes those noises seemingly for no reason. Back in the day, he made noises when he was hungry or if he needed to go outside. Yeah, I'm still coughing. So if this dog was thirsty, bored, whatever, he'd let you know he needed some attention. But nowadays, he just throws his head back and bellows. That's a good word. He bellows. And it's not like a hound dog bellow. He's 80% chow and 20% everything else. Sometimes I think he's talking to someone none of us can see. You guys know what I mean? You ever think that about your pet? I think he may be talking with our guardian angels. Because, you know, however many of us are in a room, that's how many guardian angels are in there. Yeah. So I think he has conversations with them. Either way, he starts that bellowing business and all bets are off. He's there for a while. Look who's here. Hello, hello, my sweet friend.
Chiggy, chiggy, chiggy.
Yes, your microphone is working.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome to another fabulous week.
Jim Weaver, National DJ Week last week. I forgot to wish you a happy DJ week, so good to see you.
Oh, always great to be here. Can't imagine being anywhere else. Thank you.
So look, something that struck my interest, there's a list going around of grocery items that will soon be unavailable on shelves.
Honestly, some of these items really kind of shocked me. Well, some of them did and some of them didn't, like the Ronzoni pasta. The pasta stuff.
Uh-huh.
Little bitty tiny pasta stars. Pasta comes in so many different shapes and sizes. Who cares if one disappears? Who's going to know? I mean, really.
I had no idea these things were even on the shelf, so...
I was kind of surprised about the Cheerios maple flavor. That one, I would think that one would do really well.
Huh.
Then again, I mean, they have so many flavors these days.
They have a ton of them. Ton of Cheerio flavors. How about the ice cream one? Did you see it?
Honestly, I can't remember the last time I saw a Good Humor bar at all.
Really?
Honestly, I didn't even know they still existed.
You know, I'm not an ice cream person.
But it's true.
But
I don't get a chance to eat ice cream bars very often,
well,
I guess.
Well, I like them, but I never saw them on the shelves, really. Not these. I see the chocolate ones and strawberry ones, but these are the toasted almond Good Humor bars. Now, how about the Pop-Tarts? Did you see that?
Oh, the peach cobbler flavored Pop-Tarts? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-mm.
I didn't even know these things ever existed.
Ooh.
I probably would have gone out of my way because I love peach cobbler. I would think
these
that would be
gross.
A fantastic flavor for Pop-Tart.
Not for a Pop-Tart.
Earl, don't you have those?
He's not in there.
I'm thinking Earl needs to trade me some of his Pop-Tarts for some of my Pringles.
You saw the Pringles on the list? You eat those?
Oh, the Pringles jalapeno. I'm surprised, seriously, that this one has gone away. Because in Texas alone, that should have kept the Pringles company in business, you would think.
So you've already gone out and loaded up on jalapeno Pringles? Jim.
I've got a few.
A few?
Okay, I've got more than a few.
I'm looking out the window at them.
I
That's
will
a lot,
not,
Jim.
I will not be storing them anywhere around here.
You won't.
Don't worry.
No.
It's all good.
There's no room.
But Earl, you and me, later.
Yeah, he's probably not even listening right now. And I'm not telling him about this list of discontinued items. And none of you are telling Earl T. about this list. Because you know how he is. Do not mention Pop-Tarts. Do not mention Cheerios. Nothing on that list. It's very uncluttered around here, and that's how I want it to stay. But we are going to talk about this some more because I don't trust any of you. I love all of you. Don't trust you. These simple little things tend to completely go off the rails and just cause a bunch of ruckus for no reason. And I want to let everybody know, just because the show has been off the airwaves for a good while, doesn't mean all the chaos stopped. If anything, since we've reorganized and everybody's not as spread out and going in 100 different directions anymore, definitely have a home base. I feel like the fraternity house mom. But you know what? I am very blessed, and I am good with it. Jim, okay, he's telling me we have our very own Martha Stewart on the line. Yes, she's going to tell us how she has been getting along during deer season this year. It's a little different out in the country.
Here's a little something that helps me around the house every day during deer season. As you know, I do a lot of entertaining al fresco.
Entertaining outdoors.
Your people must be so proud.
Thanks. And you have problems at these outdoor gatherings?
I cannot tell you how many dinner parties have been interrupted by these ignorant, furry little creatures, interrupting my soirees, eating all the hors d'oeuvres, and dirtying my crisp linen tablecloths, touching everything with their disgusting, disease-ridden little hooves.
You really don't like deer, do you?
I'm referring to the neighborhood children, dear.
Hey, we are talking about deer and other wildlife. Outdoors. How to keep them out of your garden and entertaining areas.
The need to ward off unwelcome wildlife, such as deer,
okay,
is a common problem for gardeners. If deer live in your area, they will find their way to your garden eventually. However, by planting wisely with deer-resistant plants, you can decrease your chances of deer stopping by uninvited. These plants have pungent aromatic oils in their leaves that deter the deer from eating them.
So the deer don't touch those.
Plants containing thorns on their leaves or stems are more often likely to be left alone, though not resistant to all rodents, squirrels, and small children.
What?
What did I say?
You said squirrels, rodents, and small children.
That's right.
Okay.
To keep away such pests, these types of plants should be used in your garden. And with the proper planning, there is hope for having a garden in deer country, mm-hmm. dear. Mm-hmm. But if for whatever reason you are unable to include any of the anti-deer plants into your foliage, keeping a nice solid Louisville slugger nearby will do the trick.
Yikes.
And then perhaps you would enjoy hearing about today's recipe for roasted venison with red currant chutney and roasted cranberries.
We don't have a lot of time.
For this recipe, you will need 4 cups of homemade beef stock, 2 dried bay leaves, 1 bunch fresh thyme, 3/4 cup ruby port wine, 1 inch piece fresh ginger, peeled and chopped, 1/4 cup red currant jam, 4 tablespoons whole black peppercorn, 4 tablespoons whole juniper berry, 4 tablespoons dried rosemary.
I love rosemary.
Doesn't everyone love rosemary? 1 tablespoon salt, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon plus 2 teaspoons butter, 2 pounds venison, trim the fat, 2 teaspoons all-purpose flour, 1 cup crushed frozen cranberry. Combine stock, bay leaves, thyme, port, ginger, and jam in a large saucepan. Bring to a boil.
Nobody
reduce heat and simmer until stock
saying.
Is reduced to 1 cup. Remove from heat, strain, and transfer into a clean saucepan. Combine peppercorn,
Nobody
juniper berries,
and
rosemary
into
a spice
fast.
Grind, allowing some texture to remain. Rub into the meat. Heat olive oil and 1 tablespoon butter in a large skillet under medium heat and brown both sides until each is equally seared and crispy. Make sure to sear more than 2 minutes per side. Use tongs for each side to ensure for even flipping. And maneuver the meat to the preheated roasting pan. Cooking 30 to 35 minutes for medium rare. Remove meat from roasting pan and transfer to a cutting board. In a small bowl, combine 2 teaspoons butter, mixing with flour slowly until a paste form. Reduce heat, stir in cranberries. Stir in red currant and stir till thickening. And serve.
Thank goodness. Oh, man. You got to slow it down next time. That's what we get. Martha Stewart on a budget. I believe it's spelled with 2 O's.
Stewart.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you this weekend, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Of course, we are right here on FM Talk 106.5 every Saturday at 4 p.m. with a replay on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. And the podcast is always available at fmtalk1065.com and also on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page. We release it there every week along with a Friday evening sneak peek. Little podcast preview party. That's what we do. Right now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. So don't you go anywhere. Stay right there. Right there. Uh-huh.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Along with the events, traditions, and over 40 parades that make Mardi Gras and downtown Mobile such a unique experience, celebrations and parade routes are expanding to more locations than ever before. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. Before setting out for the evening, get together and determine a designated meeting place should your group get separated. Enjoy responsibly. If consuming alcohol, utilize a designated driver. Never drive under the influence. With the availability of taxis, Uber, Lyft, and other services, there is no excuse for drinking and driving. Stay alert, as there may be potential detours due to road closures. Be aware of your surroundings. If something seems unsafe or suspicious, notify a police officer immediately. Make sure safety is a top priority to help keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
I'm on the line with my friend, Alec Naaman. He's going to give us the scoop on Naaman's International Fine Foods inside the new Piggly Wiggly at Airport and University.
It's the most unique store you've ever seen, Naaman's International Fine Foods. And we're going to be making all kind of prepared meals and casseroles and all of our compound salads like chicken salad and shrimp salad and artichoke salad, tabbouleh, hummus, all kind of good stuff. We'll also have freshly made pizzas. We'll have all kind of Greek food, Lebanese food, Asian food, Mexican food, Italian food. Oh, we're going to have it all.
Yeah, you had me at freshly made pizzas. Inside the Piggly Wiggly at Airport and University in Mobile.
Naaman's International Fine Foods.
See you there.
A&A Vacuum, this is David.
David, it's Jolene. Hey, my cousin bought a vacuum from you guys last year. They took it with them when they moved to northern Idaho. They got a caribou farm now. She called me really upset the other day. She said her husband had used their bright, shiny vacuum cleaner to vacuum out where the caribou sleep at night. When he walks around there, he's getting caribou poop on his shoes. So now it's all up in the vacuum. She's going to ship the vacuum cleaner to you guys, poop and all.
We can get rid of that awful odor.
We get that all the time.
We do not mind at all.
There's nothing like the personal service you'll receive from A&A.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. I'm laughing because, you know, I was talking earlier about Cosby, my dog, one of the dogs, making that Wookiee noise. Of course, when I started talking about him making the noise, he stopped making the noise. But he's doing it again. See there? There he goes. Again, welcome everybody. Thanks for taking all of us along with you because it is so much more fun when we're together. You will find us here every Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5 and also a replay on Sunday mornings at 7. Little time for you to sit there with your coffee or orange juice or just sit by yourself before the kids get up, before your spouse gets up. Just have a little me time to smile and enjoy yourself before you get all stressed out trying to get everybody ready and shoved in the car to go to church. A lot of us, by the time we get to church, we've already cussed enough to really need that time for God's blessing. You know what I'm talking about. It's not just kids either that can push us over the edge in the morning. Our significant other, the pets. I got a cat that throws up on everything. And a couple of very geriatric dogs that make messes. You can really get triggered on a Sunday morning. Happens all the time. Oh, and you know, if you miss the show, it's available on demand at all times. Find us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page. We always post the podcast there, and it's also available at fmtalk1065.com or on the free app. Yep, the station has an app. You can listen to all your favorite local folks and your favorite shows right there on demand. Right now, a very special Bell's Kitchen.
Hey, this is Earl T, and welcome to Earl's Kitchen!
Earl.
Okay, it's Belle's kitchen, but Belle can't be here today because she's having plastic surgery.
Ooh, you did not just say that on the radio.
She's getting something lifted or stretched or filled or deflated or inflated or pumped up or punked out. I don't know.
You are so dead.
So let me introduce you to the best caterer in the universe, dude. Alec Naban and his Lonely Artichoke Hearts Club Band.
Hey, Alec.
Hey, Jolene.
What's cooking today, Alec?
All right, we call this my burgers with mozzarella and spinach arugula pesto. Now, you say, now, why you want to mess up a good burger with all that other junk on it? Well, you know what? You can eat burgers any kind of way you want to, but this way is pretty good. I recommend you try it out. You want to get you about maybe 8 ounces of baby spinach. You know, one of them big old bags is about 8 ounces. I mean, they don't put much in a bag of spinach. What you want to do is you want to rinse the spinach off a little bit, you know, because it's come out of the ground. I mean, it's fresh. It's leafy. It's got a little dirt maybe on it. So we want to rinse it off, drain it like in a little colander so the water drips off, then place it in a large glass bowl. You want to wilt this spinach. So you want to put that spinach in a microwavable bowl, uncover it, on high just about 1 minute till it's wilted. Drain and squeeze out any mush liquid as possible, okay? Because, I mean, spinach has got a lot of water in it. What it grew out of the ground. It's green. It's got natural water in it, right? Okay, so you want to get all the water. After you microwave it and it's wilted, you want to drain all that water out of it. Dry it all up. You want some dry spinach, okay? So drain and squeeze out as much liquid as possible. All right, in the meantime, get you some garlic, about 2 garlic cloves. Peel them, all right? Now you want to combine some garlic, some lemon peel. You know what lemon peel? You can zest you a lemon. Just if you got a zester at the house, you just zest some of the skin off the lemon. All right, that can make you some fresh lemon zest. Oh, I love lemon zest. It's the only deodorant soap that almost works for me.
Get you a little bit of crushed red pepper. You put all that in a food processor, and you blend it up until the garlic is finely chopped. So you're throwing that garlic in there like in little cloves, and you're throwing that lemon peel. You can, if you don't want to zest it, you can throw the whole, you can just peel you some lemon off like with a knife, okay, if you don't have a zester. And you get you some crushed red pepper. Like I say, you put it in a food processor, and you chop it. You let it blend up and chop until it's finely chopped. In the meantime, you add the spinach, I would say about 2 cups, you know, or whatever it made. It made about 1 cup, I guess, after it wilted. And then you want to get you about 2 cups of arugula, all right? You'll find arugula right there in the lettuce department at your grocery store, right there where you found the spinach at. Get you some pine nuts, you know, snoba seeds, some people call them pine nuts. They're in little jars. They're not cheap. They're expensive. You can get all kind of pine nuts. You can get them Turkish pine nuts, Greek pine nuts, any kind. You know, they grow them all over. You can get you some, I don't know, maybe something from the Midwest. But get you some pine nuts, a little bit of lemon juice. Put that in the process until it's coarse and pure and kind of like puree forms, okay? Now, with the machine running, talking about this blender now, with it running, gradually add the oil in thin little streams. Blend it until it's almost smooth. Then you want to take you some cheese. Now, what kind of cheese you want? You want some Parmesan cheese. All right? Nothing goes better than Parmesan. All right? You want to mix in, you want to mix in a little Parmesan cheese. Now, this has actually made you a pesto now, okay? That's what I'm calling a pesto. So you want to transfer this pesto to a small bowl. Season it with a little salt. You can actually make this stuff like 6 hours ahead of time, and you can cover it and chill it, all right? So you got all that, right? The spinach, the garlic, the lemon peel, the crushed red peppers, the arugula, the pine nuts, the lemon juice, all pureed up really fine in this food processor. All right, you added just a little bit of oil and drizzled it in till it made it kind of puree, all right? So you made, in essence, a pesto at this point. Then you want to combine the ground beef in there with a teaspoon of salt, maybe 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, and you want to take about, I don't know, 6 tablespoons of this spinach arugula pesto, all in a large bowl. So you throw your ground beef in there, you season with a little salt and pepper, you throw your 6 big heaping tablespoons of this arugula pesto, the spinach arugula pesto. Mix it with your fingers, get your fingers all down in it, wash your hands first, of course. Earl, get your hands out of there. And for just until it's all kind of worked together, form the meat mixture into like 6 3/4-inch thick patties. All right? Place the patties on a platter if you want to. You can stick them in the refrigerator till they firm up a little bit. Or put them in the freezer till they firm up a little bit. I don't care what you do. In the meantime, you got time to go light the grill, okay? You go light the grill. Get the grill really, really hot. And then you want to cook these burgers about 3 or 4 minutes per side for medium rare. And you want to cook about 5 or 6 minutes if you want them more medium. If you're looking for them to be well done, you're going to have to cook them for 7 or 8 minutes on each side. But anyhow, in the meantime, you can throw your little buns on the grill. Get some little grill marks on the buns. And right about the time those buns are ready, takes about 1 minute. I'd say you start building your hamburger. Take you one of them big old nice burgers with that spinach arugula pesto mixed into it. Put your big old nice slice of mozzarella cheese on top. Slice you some tomatoes if you want it. And you're ready to eat your darn hamburger now. I'm done. I mean, I am done. I'm ready.
What about French fries?
Just get you a bag of potato chips.
Yeah, Belle will be back soon.
See you next time in Earl's...
Earl, would you stop screwing it up?
Okay, I mean Belle's Kitchen. Hey, Alec, don't tell Belle I'll let everybody in the country know she's having some work done, okay?
That wouldn't be good for you.
That's not good for anybody.
Bye, guys.
This is Baldwin County Sheriff Hall Smack. Sometimes protecting the citizens of Baldwin County is not always happy work. We need a little laughter in our day. We do that by listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Larry's Legless Frogs. Lots of places serve frogs' legs, so what happens to the rest of the frog? Larry has these legless frogs towed to his place, where he serves them up to you. Why go elsewhere and dine on expensive riblets when you can go to Larry's and have cheaper ribbits? Larry's Legless Frogs, they are not losers, even though they have been defeated.
Bink, bink, I'm Jolene Roxbury. We are coming back with a lot more show for you. And when we get back, I'm getting my husband's cousin, Brooks, on the phone. He is a cross-country trucker, and he is apparently delivering some stuff here at the property at Roxbury Farms for Earl T. I have no idea what is going on. As usual, I've lost control of everything. We'll be right back.
Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. While traveling to and from a parade, be vigilant of pedestrians while driving through streets. If you decide to find your own parking area, first make certain you're authorized to park there, then remove any valuables or personal items before leaving your vehicle. Before setting out for the evening, get together and determine a designated meeting place should your group get separated. Wandering around looking for your car is not fun. Before setting out on foot for your favorite spot on the parade route, try dropping a pin or snapping a quick picture of street signs or landmarks to help you remember where you park. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Sam and Ella's Raw Chicken Palace.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Ella.
Buy raw chickens, cook them on site, fry them, broil them, put them on the grill. But be sure to cook them all the way through. Sam and Ella's Raw Chicken Palace.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Ella.
Remember, if it's raw, you've got Sam and Ella.
Please welcome one of my BFFs.
Hey, who you calling a big fat fella?
The inimitable John Bell.
So accept no imitations.
How are you this week?
I'm doing the same as I was last week and the week before. The question is, how are you doing? You sound a lot more human.
Thank you for saying that. You know, it was getting a little annoying. Everybody telling me how bad I sounded. I would say I feel 100% better.
Hard to beat that.
So, John.
Jolene.
Jim and I were looking at this list of items that are being discontinued.
You mean like...
grocery items.
Gotcha. Continue with the discontinued.
I have not been personally affected by the absence of any of these, but I'm thinking some of the Roxbury players will be.
Ah, and I can imagine who.
For heaven's sake, please don't mention any of this to Earl T.
I knew it.
He hasn't made it in yet.
Is he really ever totally in?
You're right about that. But we're not mentioning anything to him because even if he doesn't eat any of this stuff, the mere fact that it's no longer going to be available will stress him out and compel him to go buy it in bulk.
Yeah, he could be kind of weird about that sort of thing. What's on the list?
Okay, like one of them is the toasted almond Good Humor bars.
Oh, you mean the
ice cream bars. Did you ever eat those?
I've had plenty of Good Humors, but never that specific flavor. How about you?
I'm not a big ice cream person.
And you think you know somebody.
So, I don't know. But I mean, Good Humor's been around for a really long time. They probably have a dozen different varieties.
Oh, at least. Enough varieties to fill a little white truck with a bell on it.
I guess this was not a big seller.
It ain't no creamsicle.
Earl T. will go buy pallets of these things. And we don't have freezer space for that. And he doesn't need it anyway.
Well, no one needs ice cream.
Do you see anything on this list you're going to miss?
Well, let's see. Peach cobbler Pop-Tarts? They're discontinuing those?
That's what Jim said.
A man of exquisite taste. Don't you like them?
I don't know. Y'all think they look yummy.
It's peach cobbler.
Ugh.
It's peach cobbler Pop-Tarts.
It looks gross. It looks like spackle.
What?
Orange sheetrock is what that looks like on the front of that box.
Then don't look at it or apply it to your walls. Just eat it.
Yuck.
We had best change the subject before we come to blows.
Well, and here's one item. My heart did skip a beat when I saw the Girl Scouts logo and the words discontinued cookie. Now, these aren't available in the grocery store, but usually their tables are set up outside the grocery store. Anyway, the flavor...
Not thin mints, not thin mints, not thin mints.
The variety here is Raspberry Rally.
Oh, yeah, Raspberry Rallies. I give them a raspberry.
They look really good. But I guess this one didn't sell very well.
I certainly didn't buy any, at least more than once.
Did you know that the Girl Scouts run the second largest cookie company in the world?
That does not surprise me.
They sell between $700 and $800 million worth of cookies each year.
I'm responsible for about 20% of that.
The only other company larger makes Oreos.
And they got me right where they want me as well. And as for the peach cobbler Pop-Tarts, let's hope Earl doesn't discover this list.
Yeah, well, let's hope not, because I'm not storing Pop-Tarts for anybody.
Well, I got enough trouble trying to figure out where to keep all my Thin Mints.
You guys have your own spaces. You have your own dedicated space.
Really?
If you want to fill it up with Pop-Tarts and Pringles and...
Stop.
Cheerios and pasta, whatever else.
You're making me salivate.
Go right ahead.
Woohoo!
But I have worked really hard to downsize, to clear out clutter. I've got everything just how I want it, and it's staying that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something? I'm having a Thin Mint.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mom.
Hey, Mama. You doing okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Just trying to get all this damn holiday joy put away.
Maybe you shouldn't wait so long.
Well, I don't take it down until January 7th, the day after the Epiphany, Jolene. I'm not going to make God mad at me over a little housekeeping issue, but I should have done it right on January 7th. I did wait too long, and there's way too much of it, and nobody really appreciates it. Every year I say I'm not going to do this, and I end up doing it anyway.
What?
Decorating too much.
Well, yeah, you do tend to do that.
And I swear, none of this stuff fits back into the boxes it came out of.
I know what you mean. But it'll fit back in there. You gotta fold it up and smush it.
Did you come over here and dump off some of your crap?
What?
Well, I figure maybe that's why none of my stuff will fit back in the storage boxes. because you came over here and added some of your crap.
I didn't come over there with anything.
Just take it to the Goodwill, Jolene. I can't store everybody's crap.
So you're accusing me of bringing over some of my excess Christmas stuff to your house? I wouldn't do that. For the past 2 years, I've been downsizing and winnowing and winnowing. I wouldn't have asked you to store anything for me.
I don't have room for it.
I didn't bring anything over.
All right.
Do you need any help putting all that stuff away?
No, I can do it as long as I stay focused and organized.
True.
There's always something that goes missing when I go to put everything back up in the attic.
I know, but I assure you I didn't take anything or dump anything off.
Have you seen your dad's balls protector?
What?
The balls protector.
The balls protector?
For your dad's balls.
No. What are you talking about?
Your dad got it last year for all his mother's antique Christmas
balls. Okay, the Christmas ball protector thing.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a hard plastic case. It's got a space for each ball to fit down in for storage.
I remember it.
And the lid snaps shut. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Did you take it?
No, I didn't take it.
All right. Well, maybe you can come over here and help me put all this stuff away.
Okay.
And if you feel like stopping off at the store, I've phoned in a prescription I need you to pick up.
Okay. Hopefully it's the nerve medication.
What did you say?
I said you could use a vacation.
And I need some bananas, motor oil, and a hacksaw. So I need you to go to the super center, okay?
Okay.
Not the neighborhood market. The big ass one.
Please don't talk like that.
Do you think they sell ball protectors there?
I would guess they do. Yeah. I'll get you.
They might have them over in the pharmacy with the Christmas stuff that's marked down.
Okay, I'll go look.
Pick me up a little flat of those marshmallow Santas. They've got those marked down too, okay?
Okay.
Don't get any of those nasty ass...
Mom!
Nasty Christmas tree peeps.
Christmas tree peeps?
You know, the marshmallow peeps.
Oh, okay. Oh, the green
ones. The Christmas ones are nasty.
Uh-huh. They're the same thing as the Easter.
No, the little chickabitty peeps, they taste better.
Chickabitties are the same thing.
No, they're not. They're different.
They're not different. The Easter peeps are the same thing. It's marshmallow with sugar on it.
Look, I'm just telling you not to waste your money on them because I won't eat them.
Okay. And I bet their shelf life is starting to push the expiration right now. Christmas peeps have been out for a while. I think they started putting those things out in August. No peeps.
All right.
Okay.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too. And that is... right about the peeps. Those things probably, though, have a shelf life of 500 years. But, you know, I was talking about spackling, how the peach cobbler Pop-Tart frosting looks like spackling. Those peeps, they dry like mortar. I know this because one summer, somehow, a box of peeps entered my home, number one. And number two, they made it up to the attic. And got left up there. And they melted all over one of the air conditioning grates. What a mess. But you know, speaking of those Pop-Tarts, Jim Weaver just slipped me a note. And he said that Earl T. knows about the discontinuation of the peach cobbler Pop-Tarts. I don't know how. None of us told him. Did any of you guys say anything? No, I didn't think so. Nobody wants to deal with him. Looking at Jim right now. You're getting Earl on the phone, aren't you? Yep, put him through. Yep, I gotta head this off at the pass. Yep, I gotta head this crazy off at the pass. Yep, put him through. Earl T., you better not load up on Pop-Tarts and think you're gonna bring those things here.
It's too late, dude!
What? What is too late?
I already hit up 25 grocery stores between Hoover and Robertsdale and bought every box of peach cobbler Pop-Tarts things they had, man.
You don't even know what they are. You don't even eat those. And how are you transporting all those Pop-Tarts anyway? You can't fit them in that little eco car you got.
Oh, I called your cousin.
What?
You know, the one that drives the big rig.
My husband's cousin? You called Brooks?
Yeah, Brooks, man.
Why?
He has an empty trailer next week.
No way.
So he's bringing him down to Roxbury Farms, yay!
Jim Weaver, you stop laughing. Don't make me come over there. This is terrible.
Well, it'll all work out. No worries, Jolene.
Is there nothing I can do to stop?
Later, dude! Whoa! Whoa!
What an absolute...
Gotta get me some beach gobbler popping up pop pop tart.
Buffoon. Yeah. I don't know why I'm surprised, you know? I shouldn't be, but I am. I'm really surprised this time. Yes, Jim, I'm surprised. You know what? We're going to get on the break. During the break, we're going to get Brooks on the phone. My husband's cousin, it's in the directory right over there on the wall. It says family. Yes, I want to get him on the phone. Maybe I can head this off. You know, we do not have space for everybody and their weird hoarding of these discontinued items. And if any of you are just joining us and you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll fill you in after the break. You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Jolene. We will be right back, and I'll explain all of this. Surrounded by complete nut jobs.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. It's important that children are watched closely and never left unattended. Should your child get separated from you or the group, be sure they know your full name as well as their own, their phone number, and address. Children should also be advised not to climb on, over or under barricades, as this poses multiple hazards for them and others. Keep little ones close by. Children are small, quick, and can easily get lost in a crowd. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Make sure safety is a top priority to help keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. So glad you've made some time for us to take us along with you and share some of your precious me time. We love coming along for the ride. And you can find us right here every Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5 with a replay on Sunday mornings at 7. And also the show is available on demand at fmtalk1065.com via the podcast. And also you can find the podcast on our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. We post it up every week, so there's no excuse to miss the show. So much to my chagrin, one of the things we've been dealing with today is the fallout from our little announcement at the beginning of the show that there are several grocery items that will soon no longer be available. They're being discontinued. And I knew it was going to happen, but as soon as Earl T. found out they were discontinuing something, even if he doesn't eat it, he wants to hoard it. So he said he bought up every box of peach cobbler Pop-Tarts, between Birmingham and Foley. People of Gulf Shores, consider yourself lucky. He didn't make it down that far south. Anyway, he says that he called my husband's cousin, Brooks, who is a truck driver, to hire him to haul all those Pop-Tarts and bring them here. So Brooks is on the road this morning, but I got to get to the bottom of this. Jim, do you have Brooks on the phone? Okay, would you patch him through? Yeah, we don't need music, but whatever. I don't have any control of it.
Hey, Jolene.
Brooks, where are you?
I'm in Albert Lea, Minnesota.
Really? Well, it's been feeling like Minnesota here. What's the temperature there?
It's a brisk 28 degrees.
Well, it was way colder than that here for a number of consecutive days. Way too many.
Earl T. says you've been sick.
Okay, so you have talked to Earl T. And thanks, I'm actually a good bit better now.
You still sound terrible.
I don't think I sound that bad.
You sound like a dog.
You know, I'm on the air right now, Brooks, okay? We could have as many as 8 people listening right now, so we want to hold the audience, okay? So Earl says you are coming through here next week delivering some Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, I'm coming through South Alabama next week.
And that's fine, but why would you agree to bring stuff here to my house?
What you mean?
He says you're hauling Pop-Tarts for him. Wait a minute. You didn't call him, did you?
He called me.
Well, you know, Earl needs to figure out all this stuff for himself, so just tell him you can't do it.
It's too late.
What do you mean? All you got to do is just tell him, no, Earl, I've got to be somewhere else.
Hey,
I can't do it.
Hey,
what?
It's already loaded up in the trailer.
Well, who's paying the fuel charge?
Well, he gave me your gas card.
Mine?
The company card.
That's what he called it, the company card?
Well, it's got your name on it.
Same thing. You know, the last I heard, you were going to Florida, and you weren't coming this way.
Well, I would have took a different route that paid more, but he called me about them Pop-Tarts, so...
I get it. You're too nice. You probably thought that he had full permission to do all this.
Believe me, I'd rather be in Sarasota.
I should have checked with you. I should have seen this coming. I should have seen it coming.
Well, don't get all upset. It'll be all right.
I'm okay.
You're going to throw yourself into one of them coughing fits. Ain't nobody want to hear all that.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, I'm bringing you some Thin Mints from the freezer.
Well, that is just nice. Thank you.
I think that'll make you happy, maybe.
It brings me joy. Thank you. That almost makes up for telling me I sound like a dog.
Okay, well, we'll see you about Wednesday.
Drive safely.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Okay, so I have stepped outside, and guess who just drove up? Kane, with traffic. Yeah, coastal traffic. He's pulling up in his truck, but he does not have grocery items in the back. So what is he doing? He's got cages. Kane, you got ducks?
Yeah, these are my ducks.
They're yours.
Why would I be transporting ducks if they weren't mine? I don't have time for that.
I don't know. But you're bringing them up here to me?
Well, yeah. I brought them up here to get in on the agricultural inspection.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't you have an inspector coming out today? Oh, come on, Jolene. As many times as you call me asking,
is there an accident on the Dolly Parton? Is the bay way backed up?
I don't sound like that. Why are you being mean?
I figured I could get my ducks inspected.
Wait a minute. I think I understand what's going on here. Who told you to bring ducks up here?
Sean Sullivan told me to bring them up here.
He's doing this to throw a monkey wrench into my show. I mentioned to him the other day that the AC company is coming up to do a duct inspection. So he thought he'd just start a little trouble and then just sit back and watch all the confusion.
He what?
Get you mad at me or something. I can't believe you'd fall for that, though. Duck inspection?
Yeah, well, I do cars, not livestock, so he could see how I would have been confused. I can't believe he'd set me up like that.
Yeah, I had a terrible time communicating with him over the holidays, trying to get my show scheduled. He needs to have some consequences.
Well, I'll make sure he has an interesting trip up the interstate this evening.
Gonna cause him some traffic problems?
I know people.
So yeah, I'm not making this up either. Here's a little flashback of how agreeable and sensitive Sean was to my show over the holidays. You've been dodging my calls.
I have not.
You have too. I need to come in and talk to you about some time slot availabilities for fall.
Because?
Because I'd like to bring the show back for the holidays. We can come down whenever we need to and use the production room in Mobile. Maybe the break room, right? I mean, we might need to come in a couple of times.
Good luck.
Yeah, so we did a little scrambling over the holidays. It was a little stressful. But hey, it's usually smooth sailing. But this week, nuts. Who's on the phone? It's my sister, Iris. She never listens to the show. Iris, hey. Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
I'm listening to the show.
What?
Shocking, right?
Yeah. What's going on? What do you need?
Listen, nobody better show up at my house.
Nobody's coming that far north. Look, I know you've been listening to all this drama, everybody hauling stuff everywhere, but nobody's coming to your house. Don't worry.
Don't think there's a key outside, because there is not.
There used to be a key outside.
Yeah, I took it back inside after spring break.
That was not my fault. We'll talk about that.
Okay, I just want to make sure we understand each other.
We do. Nobody is coming to your house. You guys, don't hold it against me if some of this craziness spills over into next week. I'm telling you. On behalf of the Roxbury Players, we love you guys. Meet us right back here next week. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.